Next case is case number 18214. This is an application of Hess Corporation for an order establishing 5 1,280-acre spacing units, sections 4 and 9, 17 and 20, 18 and 19, 29 and 32, 140, 95, and 26 and 35, 140, 96, Stark County. All interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner, John Morrison, Bureau of Washington, 798 Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing this matter on behalf of Hess Corporation. We're going to have three witnesses testify by telephone from Houston. They are Macy Wallace, landman, Adam Poroth, who testified in the prior case, a geologist, and Victor Kalitson, an engineer. And they should all be on the phone.
Ms. Wallace, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
I do.
Thank you.
Macy, would you state your name, tell us by whom you're employed, in what capacity, and give us your business address, please?
Macy Wallace, I'm employed by Hess Corporation as a senior land negotiator, and the address is 1501 McKinney, Houston, Texas, 77010.
And in that capacity, have you previously testified before the commission as an expert witness and had your qualifications accepted?
I have.
And have you prepared some exhibits you intend to sponsor today in case 18214?
I have.
I'll offer the further testimony since we have an expert.
Okay,
so let's turn to Exhibit 1 and tell us what you're showing on Exhibit 1.
Okay. Exhibit 1 is the location map. Here, Hess is requesting 5 drilling or spacing units that are highlighted and outlined in the blue. We have the Davis Field that's located in the small portion of the requested units, and the Dickinson Field is to the west of the unit. Directly to the north, you also have the Simon Butte Field, which is not shown on this map.
That's what's shown, just the red line north of sections 4 and 9?
Correct.
Okay. And then why don't you just walk us through exhibits, 2A through 2E, please?
Okay. And these are all land plots, and the first one on Exhibit 2A is covering Township 140, Range 95, Sections 4 and 9 in Stark County, North Dakota. Currently, Hess Bakken Investment 2 is the largest working interest owner with 33.77%. On Exhibit 2B, this is covering Township 140, 95, Sections 17 and 20, also in Stark County, North Dakota. And on this one, Hess Bakken Investment 2 has 53.12% working interest. 2C is Township 140, Range 95, Sections 18 and 19 in Stark County. And in this DSU, we have Hess Bakken Investment 2 has 67.84% working interest. 2D is Township 140, 95, Sections 29 and 32. And on this one, Hess Bakken Investment has 45.13% working interest, and it is also the largest working interest owner. And then on Exhibit 2E, it's Township 140, 96, Sections 26 and 35, also in Stark County, North Dakota. And Hess Bakken Investment 2 has 39% working interest and is currently the largest working interest owner at this time.
And in all of these proposed drilling units, Hess intends to work with the other working interest owners, particularly in the two where you have less than 50%. Is that correct?
That is correct.
With that, I don't have any further questions of the land witness.
Other questions from the staff?
Adam, you're still under oath, and I'll have you turn to Exhibit Number 3 and tell us what you're showing on Exhibit 3, please.
Exhibit 3 is showing a structure map, mapped on the top of the Middle Bakken Reservoir, and it's showing in a 10-foot contour interval. Regional dip is roughly southeast to northwest, deepening towards the northwest. Blue boxes show the DSUs of interest. And the cross-section, denoted by the blue dotted line, from A prime to A, we discussed in the following exhibit.
Let's go on then to Exhibit 4 and describe the cross-section.
Exhibit 4 is the cross-section, 88 prime, as shown in the previous exhibit. There was a lack of wells in this area, geographically close to the DSU's of interest, so these wells are approximately 14 miles apart. The cross-section is flattened on the Milwaukee Reservoir. Shows lower logs pulled down through the lower Three Forks intervals and gamma ray resistivity and neutron logs. And the Three Forks reservoir here ranges from 228 feet thick to 123 feet thick, and it's thickening to the east.
Adam, is the initial target here anyway the Middle Bakken?
The target here will be the upper Three Forks.
Okay. And in your opinion, as demonstrated by the cross-section, is the Bakken Reservoir, including the upper Three Forks, continuously developed throughout the five drilling units you're requesting?
Yes, it is.
With that, I have no further questions of the geologists.
Other questions from the staff?
Adam, with your proximity to the, say, Dickinson Field and its lodgepole production, do you expect to encounter any potential lodgepole mounds or while you're drilling through the Three Forks?
I'm sorry, I missed the question. Can you please repeat that?
You're very close to Dickinson Field, which has production out of the lodgepole formation. Would you expect potential lodgepole to encounter potential hydrocarbons in the lodgepole as you're drilling through the Three Forks?
No, there's a significant separation between the lodgepole and the Three Forks.
So
just 100 feet with the soft upper Bakken shale, it's likely to act as a frac barrier. I don't see that as being an issue.
Well, do you have a recommendation as far as what an appropriate kind of pool definition might be?
I'm not sure I understand the question, pool definition.
Adam, typically the pool is defined as 50 feet above the top of the upper Bakken shale to 50 feet below the top of the Three Forks. Would that be sufficient to cover your targets in this case?
Yes.
If the commission determined they didn't want to include the 50 feet of lodge pole for some reason, would that be acceptable as well?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Callison, are you on the line?
I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
I do.
Thank you.
Victor, would you state your name, tell us by whom you're employed and in what capacity, and give us your business address, please.
Yes, my name is Victor Callison. I'm employed with Cass Corporation as a reservoir engineer. My business address is 1501 McKinney Street, Houston, Texas, 77010.
And Victor, you previously testified for the commission as an expert witness and had your qualifications accepted, is that correct?
That's correct.
And you prepared some exhibits you're going to sponsor?
That's correct.
I'll offer the further testimony of this witness as an expert.
Motion granted.
Victor, let's turn to Exhibit 5 and tell us what you're showing on Exhibit 5.
Yes, Exhibit 5 shows the well path schematic for 1280-acre drilling spacing unit with proposed well layout right in the middle of the DSU. Also, it shows the 500-foot setback from section line.
And then let's continue on with Exhibit 6.
Exhibit 6 shows a summary of engineering economics for a typical well in this area, estimated based on expected production profile. Show some basic reservoir characteristics, expected initial production, GOR and NGL, also expected ultimate recovery and recovery factor, and based on expected production, estimated positive net present value and rate of return of 23.3%.
And in And Victor, in your opinion, are the long 10,000-foot laterals, as you've described on Exhibit 5, the optimal way to develop the Bakken Reservoir in this area?
Yeah, that's correct.
And will the 1,280-acre drilling units you're requesting give you the flexibility you need to locate those long laterals at the optimal locations?
That's correct.
And so will the 1,280-acre spacing units protect relative rights, prevent waste, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
That's correct.
I don't have any further questions. We'll offer the exhibits.
The exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Victor, this is Bruce Hicks. Can you tell us why you've selected a gas price of $1.19 per MCF?
Well, this is a price which includes also offset cost on price on gas gathering in this area that we're paying for third party to gather gas.
Victor, I can't hardly hear you. Can you speak up a little bit?
I'm sorry. It's a net price that includes some offset cost for gas gathering in this area, south of the river.
How far from the gas line are you?
I'm not sure in this case, but south of the river we have a gas gathering agreement with a third party. And this the price I'm showing on Exhibit 6 showing net price that SAT Corporation is getting for MCF of gas after covering all costs on gas gathering in this area.
Do you anticipate connecting to a gas line when do you plan to connect to a gas line in the area?
Usually in this area it takes no more than 2 months to tie into gas gathering system.
Okay, so you would anticipate connecting this well?
Right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that'll conclude our hearing on case number 18214.